Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, National Raisin Company. When it comes to dry fruit, we do everything under the sun. Don't let the name fool you. We are more than raisins. www.nationalraisincompany.com. Give them a call today. 559-834-5981. So we have a really incredible recipe for you. And I know, you know, we're getting close here to Valentine's Day, and it may be already Valentine's Day for some, you know, some people celebrate a little bit earlier. And what I'm trying to do is just teach everybody how to get creative and how to have fun with chocolate. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need to make my almond raisin bark is 1 cup of pistachios, 1/2 cup of raisins, 2 cups of milk chocolate. Now, what we're going to do is we're always going to melt our chocolate in a double boiler. So what that is a small pot of water filled halfway on low to medium heat. And then we put a bowl over the top of that. So we're actually cooking with the steam that's coming from our pot. We're not actually cooking with direct heat coming from inside the pot. We're only cooking with the steam, and that's what's melting the chocolate. And what we're going to do is we're going to use 2 cups of milk chocolate. And once I melt my milk chocolate down, I'm going to add 1 tablespoon of Arbasana olive oil. And it's very important to remember this, that once I add my Arbasana olive oil, it's going to make a nice shine on the chocolate. Now, what I'm trying to do is get my chocolate to a temperature of 172 degrees. And the best way to do this is to add a little bit of our milk chocolate back into the melted chocolate. And that's going to be a tempering process. Almost like if you were to temper eggs into hot cream, it's the same thing. We got to put a cold product into a hot product, but we have to incorporate it very slowly. Otherwise, it will not work. So once we incorporate a little bit of that, we'll start to see our chocolate get thicker, and we'll start to see the temperature start to lower down because it's going to be really hot. Once it starts lowering down, I'm going to go ahead and put that in a sheet pan that we're going to put a silt pad, or you can actually just use some cooking spray if you don't have a silt pad. And what we're going to do is once we put the chocolate in there, carefully with a glove on my hand, I'm just going to run my fingers through the chocolate to make it look like waves. We're going to put the pistachios and the raisins on top of that, put that in the fridge for about 20 minutes, take it out and enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com, UntamedChef777 on Facebook, and Albert J. Hernandez on Facebook. For this and many more, I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.